right. Good evening. It's great to see everyone here with us this evening. For just a few moments, and I did turn a year older yesterday, so I'm a little bit wiser, so I'm going to be a lot shorter. But so this evening, though, for just a few minutes, I'd like to talk a little bit on forgiveness. We understand that Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13 says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. I don't know if many people are familiar with this picture, but when you look at this picture up here, this is one of the most talked about pictures in videos going around the media today. It is being attacked by every single angle. It's being attacked by Christians, non-Christians, different races, everybody. What happened? This young man, Brant Jean, 18 years old, he's a member of the West Dallas Church of Christ, was at his brother's murder trial. For those of you that don't know, I got a picture on the next slide. Botham Jean, he was a member of the West Dallas Church of Christ. He was one of their song leaders, assistant preacher, and a CPA in Dallas, was in his apartment one night, and an off-duty police officer came into his apartment, shot and killed him, and said that she thought she was in her apartment and he had broke it. So this young lady was on trial for the murder, and she was convicted and sentenced to 10 years in jail for the murder. And immediately this young man asked the judge, his plea was first, I don't want her to go to jail for this act. And the second was, judge, can I hug her and tell her that I forgive her? And the judge granted the wish that he was able to go over and he was to hug this lady and tell her that he forgave her for killing his brother. Now, his brother was the one that brought him into Christ. His brother was who he was closest with in life, and was his father figure growing up. And his one wish was for this lady to have forgiveness for what she had done. Now, Christian media came, and if you go through and you go to all these so-called Christian networks like 7ABN and networks like that, went on the attack. They said, this young man is out of control. He has the right heart, but it's completely wrong. He's telling everybody that God is a God of forgiveness, but God is a God of justice, and he should be striving for justice and not for forgiveness. Then you have people on the other side saying, how can he forgive this woman? This young man doesn't have any kind of sense. I listened to a radio program just looking through the station one day while I was going to run, and they said, how can this man forgive this woman so soon after the trial, after his brother's death? How could he forgive her like that? This man doesn't have any kind of sense. And then you have some people saying that there's racial reasons why he forgave her, and then there's some saying that it's all for show. But when this young man was interviewed, he said, my brother taught me Christ. My brother wouldn't want me to hold on to anger for her, but try to bring her over into Christ so that she could have forgiveness and a way to salvation. You know, sometimes we hold on to anger and we hold on to forgiveness, and we need to take the example of this young man, 18 years old, relatively new. He's been a Christian for about 4 years. Take that example and apply it to our lives. I know I have people in my life that I don't know, I don't think about situations anymore, but I'm sure that I haven't forgiven them. I'm sure that I haven't sat down and told them that I forgive them for what they've done and set the slate clear. I mean, I haven't had an example like this. This man lost his brother. The closest I had when I was in seventh grade, I had one of my friends was walking to meet us at the library. We were going to hang out with some girls from another school, and he was shot and killed on his way walking to meet with us. But that's the closest I had. It wasn't this type of relationship. And he was so quick. He had that light of Christ. He understood that the most important thing is forgiveness and salvation. And what we have to do is we have to understand that our salvation is hinged on forgiveness. These Christian networks, that God is a God of justice, but we have to understand that God delivers the justice. We don't tell God how he delivers the justice. Our job is to forgive. We have to have forgiveness. Our salvation is dependent on our forgiving other people. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Bible says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. You know, so many times we hold these grudges and we get mad at people, but we don't look at it and see how Christ would look at us if we were in the same situation. We do much worse to Christ every single day than any man on earth can do to us. And for that reason, we should be willing to forgive anybody of their trespasses against us. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may also forgive you our trespasses. We see our ability and willingness to forgive others dictates whether God is going to extend forgiveness unto us. And then finally in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." So you see, God wants us to have that forgiving heart. He wants us to extend forgiveness. Sometimes we have to understand that it's for a higher purpose. Sometimes we have to bite down on some things and put some things behind us and personal feelings aside to understand that it's the Christian thing to do. But regardless, we have to understand that our forgiveness is necessary for our salvation. So if you have anything on your hearts this evening that was against somebody, I just hope and pray that you'll consider it, you'll look at those situations, and you'll find the forgiveness in your heart to give it to those people who we have an ault against. I mean, we're all guilty. Like I said, anytime a finger points out, there's always three pointing right back at the person who says it. So we need to look inside of ourselves. If you're not a member of the body of Christ this evening, we know we haven't preached the gospel this morning, but if you go over and you read the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 23 through 37, you'll see that Peter delivers the first recorded sermon on Pentecost, and he preaches the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When those people heard that, the Bible says in verse 37 that they were pricked in the hearts, and they said, "Brothers, what must we do then to be saved?" In verse 38, Peter gave a simple answer. He said, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's the gospel plan of salvation. Once you've heard the gospel that Christ suffered and died for your sins, when you hear that, believe it with all your heart, when you're willing to confess Him with your mouth, you repent of your sins, that's turning your heart away from the world and turning it towards Jesus Christ, for asking for forgiveness for those sins which you've done. When you go down that watery grave of baptism, washing away your sins, being put in the grave with Christ to arise again a new creature, the Bible says that you're forgiven and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is eternal life and the indwelling of the Comforter. If you're in a position where you want to submit to the gospel, the call is always open for you to come forward. And if you have anything that you need to confess or ask prayers about, we just ask that you remain standing as we sing Song of Encouragement.